This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There are several hotly contested legislative races on the ballot in Illinois, and they're generating big campaign contributions for both Democrats and Republicans. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer reports that's certainly the case with House District 93 in West Central Illinois.
Republican Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb is being challenged by Democrat John Curtis of Macomb, who is a small-scale farmer and teacher at Western Illinois University. This is the first time Hammond's drawn an opponent since being appointed in 2010 to represent the district following the death of former Representative Rich Myers. By contrast, this is the first time Curtis has run for office. Hammond and Curtis had opportunities to share the stage during candidate forums, but Hammond declined both times. So instead of talking about the issues face-to-face, the main way the candidates are channeling their messages is through television commercials, web ads, campaign mailers, and newspaper and radio advertisements. And that is not cheap. Sarah Bruni is the executive director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform. The nonprofit group tracks campaign contributions and spending across the state. According to the group's website, IllinoisSunshine.org, Hammond has raised about $713,000 compared to about $217,000 for Curtis. Bruni says that's a lot of money for this area.
Both candidates have sort of the usual donors for a Republican and a Democrat. You see on the Democratic side some unions. You see on the Republican side, certainly some donations from the Republican Party.
The candidates are accusing each other of taking money from party elites. Curtis's campaign says Hammond is being funded by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Meanwhile, Hammond's campaign says Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan has Curtis in his pocket. Bruni says that's familiar rhetoric.
That's sort of the strategy, it seems, across the state by both parties. There's a lot of conversation about two people, neither of which who are on the ballot right now.
She says there are plenty of ways for candidates to get money from their political parties, and tracking that can be difficult. For example, more than half of the money given to Hammond's campaign came from a single donor. The House Republican organization has donated about $400,000. Three-quarters of that arrived in the past 2 weeks. The biggest donors to the House Republican organization are the Illinois Republican Party and Citizens for Jim Durkin, who is the House Minority Leader. And both of those groups are heavily funded by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Sarah Bruni says Rauner's campaign committee, Citizens for Rauner, has given about $28 million to the Republican Party this year.
And that money trickles down. You can't track it specifically, but certainly if a candidate in this election is receiving money from the Republican Party, you know, one of their main donors is Governor Rauner. So
Hammond's number two donor is the McDonough County Republican Central Committee, contributing $57,000. And her third largest donation was a $35,000 contribution from the Illinois Political Action Committee for Education, which supports candidates in an effort to improve the quality of education. Meanwhile, for John Curtis, about 4% of his contributions, or roughly $10,000, came directly from his party through the Democratic majority.
In the case of Curtis, I saw less direct party contributions, although certainly, you know, that candidate has received money from some unions and those types of generally, you know, Democratic allied sources. Like I said, there's multiple ways to get money from your party or from, you know, fundraising sources that generally give to your party.
The three largest donors to the Curtis campaign are unions. He's received about $50,000 each from the Illinois Federation of Teachers, AFSCME, and the University Professionals of Illinois. AFSCME is the state's largest public employee union. The Illinois Federation of Teachers represents teachers and paraprofessionals across the state, and the University Professionals of Illinois is a union for employees at Illinois' public universities. Most of the union money comes from membership dues and some political contributions. All told, Representative Noreen Hammond has raised more than three times as much as John Curtis. Bruni says it's common for incumbents to start out with more money and raise more money throughout the campaign. She says something the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform will be examining after the election is whether the candidate who raises the most money is the one who wins.
I think sometimes conventional wisdom said the more money a candidate spends, the more likely they are to win, and that may be true up to a point, but you know, this election will give us a little bit more information on how much spending is really necessary for a state house race.
Bruni says there's no limit to the amount of money a candidate can spend, but she questions whether there's a saturation point where mailers and advertisements actually begin turning off voters. Bruni says that's more of a concern in some of the other big money races across the state in which candidates are easily raising more than $1 million each in contributions. Combined, the Hammond-Curtis race has nearly reached $1 million in contributions, easily outpacing the other legislative contest in the area. For example, in House District 74, Republican Dan Swanson has raised nearly $80,000, while Democrat Bill Butts has brought in about $8,000. They are vying to replace the retiring Republican representative, Don Moffitt. And in House District 94, incumbent Republican Randy Fries has received about $18,000 in donations compared to less than $5,000 for his Democratic challenger, Bob Pritchett. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.